I thank God for his blessings and hope to be a blessing to y'all here this morning. So just try to share some things from the Word of God in the book of Gospel of Matthew in chapter 3 here to begin with this morning. And if you would, help me pray here this morning. Just help me to pray. Oh Lord, I thank you for this joy it is to come into thy house here, Lord, this house of worship here. What a great responsibility and a great privilege we had, Lord, to come to worship you. And Lord, we worship you here today, and our hearts are already blessed, Father, just of your goodness and your mercy, and Lord, the blood that cleanses us from all sin. And Father, I thank you for that, and Lord, I need your touch here today. Lord, I'm nothing without you, and Lord, I just pray that, Father, that you'll, Lord, you know I empty myself unto you, Lord, that you'll take and use this vessel to your glory, that I can be a help to these folks. And Lord, something said or done through the preaching of your word, or here, Father, that it might just put a spark in someone's heart here today, to help them to realize that today is the day, Lord, that you are coming soon. And Father, we need to cleanse our hearts. And Lord, just be ready, Father. Take every opportunity that we have to testify, Lord, of thy joy and thy love. And I just praise you, Father, for your mercy. Pray that you bless your brother Frank and his work, these men of God as they've come here today. And Lord, again today, pray our worship be acceptable in thy sight. You've promised to bless your word. And Lord, you've also promised, Lord, that if we be in evil, know how to give good gifts to our children. How much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask? And Lord, I'm asking, Lord, I need your touch. And God, I pray that your touch will fall on each and every preacher here. Your touch will fall on each and every person sitting here hearing the message here today. That God, that they'll see the need to draw nigh unto you, Lord, to surrender to you. And Lord, we just praise you, Father. We thank you for loving us so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You know, I am, folks ask me all the time, from the mountains in from Virginia. And I guess I'm a third generation redneck, if you will. of course, for y'all more civilized, that's an Appalachian American. Guess y'all didn't catch that. But we're in the politically correct times, you know, you gotta just be careful how you say certain things. Amen. But one thing I can say here today, based on authority of God's word, if you look in Matthew chapters 3, I want to share one thing with you here this morning. The Bible says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What a message that John preached. The Lord Jesus Christ had come on the earth 2,000 years ago. It's a known historic fact. Brother, I tell you what, I don't care what these Scientologists or what different people want to say or try to deny. It's a known fact that Jesus Christ has come. He's come. He's come in the flesh. God, the Bible says that word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Christ has come. John the Baptist was there to preach the message, the forerunner of Jesus who was coming, telling folks that they need to repent. Brother, you need to repent. And I want to tell you something here today. That same message that John preached of Jesus 2,000 years ago, I believe is the same message we preachers and folks need to proclaim here today, because Jesus is coming. I believe he's coming, brother. I tell you, lift up your eyes and look, our salvation, our redemption is drawing near. Jesus is coming very soon. Just don't take an educated man to open your eyes when the Holy Spirit of God knows in your heart. And I tell you, we're in the last days. The Lord is coming. Just be ready. The Bible says repent. You know, I got to thinking about that word repent. I've been trying to preach on it here in my church the last few weeks. Genuine Bible repentance. Turning from our wickedness. Turning from our sin. Turning from our mediocreness and our half-heartedness. I'm telling you, I've never in my life seen so many churches today. You could go in today and there's so much. It's just like formality. I mean, we'll come together and we'll just sing us a hymn or two, and the preacher, he might get up and he might use the King James or he might not in the churches you're in today. I tell you, and he might just say a little verse there, and he might make you feel a little bit better about yourself, and he might tell you all God loves you, and he might preach all these. But I'll tell you, we need a message today where God tells us to repent for the kingdom of heaven. Say, turn from our wickedness and turn from our sin. We need that repentance. I was thinking about in Romans in chapters 2, in verses 4. The Bible says there in the latter half of that verse, it's the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. You know, for a long time I used to think because I was blessed financially or because I had something, you know, 401k was doing good, or I used to think that God was blessing me. You understand? That would lead me to a closer walk.
Come on.
that somehow that would make things right in my life, and I would confess. I had an eye opening to that years ago. The goodness of God. I tell you, I don't think he's just talking about God and his goodness. I think he's talking about if we could see the goodness. Just see who God, see God for who he is.
Come on.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. In his holiness. The goodness of God in his holiness.
Come on.
The goodness of God in his righteousness. If we could get a glimpse of God in heaven and knowing that he's sitting on the throne in heaven and seeing the glory of God and the angels and the host and everything around him. And not only that, but when we see the goodness of God that he came and he suffered and he died and he shed his blood, the goodness of God where he loved us so to die for our sins.
Amen.
There's the goodness of God. Boy, if we could just get a good glimpse of salvation and Calvary and the suffering and what he did for you and I to redeem you and I of our wickedness and our sin. If we could just get a picture of that. It's the goodness of God. Boy, I tell you what, Isaiah got a picture of it in Isaiah chapter 6, didn't he? He saw the Lord sitting on his temple, didn't he? He saw the seraphim and the angels, and he said, what did Isaiah say? Oh, woe is me, for my eyes I've seen. Amen. That's what he said. He said, woe is me. I remember John reading in John on Revelation when he saw the Lord. The Lord came at the Isle of Patmos there. And he saw him in his glory. He saw the flame of fire in his eyes, and he saw the refined brass of feet, the white hair. And he described the Lord as he saw him in his glory. And what did he do? He fell at his feet as dead. Boy, if we get a good picture of who God is, of the glory of God and the righteousness and the purity of God Almighty, I think we begin to see how wicked and how unworthy I am. And that's what led me to my knees, where I ask God to forgive me.
Amen.
When we stand before Almighty God, brother, I tell you, we need to get a picture of God, who he is.
Amen.
And the Bible says that goodness will lead you to repentance.
Amen.
That's what we need in our life and in our walk. We need to repent. And Bible says also, Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, I believe he said there, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Isn't that right? The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. There needs to be repentance. There needs to be preachers that will stand up and take a right stance on the Word of God. Preach the Word, amen? Preach it and take it. Take the good old King James and get along with God somewhere. Get on your knees somewhere and take this Word of God and preach it, brother. Preach it. Don't compromise it. I tell you what, I've never in my life have seen such a day of apostasy. You know, the Bible says we're living in the latter days. We're living in the times when there is a falling away.
Yeah.
We're living in the times when perilous times, he wrote to Timothy. Another place he says, giving heed to seducing spirits, departing from the faith there.
Amen.
You understand? We're living in these times. Brother, I tell you, let me just share. This past week, I was in Roanoke. Went to see my grandmother. But I had a great... I still ain't figured out, Judy. My great-great-grandfather was a Civil War veteran, okay, in case y'all didn't. I look just like him, by the way. I got a picture of him at home. This is where, in case y'all are wondering what all this is about. His brother had a grandson, James, that passed away last week. He was like my fifth cousin once removed or something. I'm not sure how he, but I knew who he was. I'd met him once before. I'd only met him once, but he's 90 years old, and we went to the funeral there Tuesday down in Bedford. And I hadn't seen him for years. And they had a generic preacher come in there and preach the service. You don't talk about Brother Jim, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, one of these guys that just fills in for the funeral home because they can't, you know. And a preacher by mails or something, you know what I mean? Your bell order preacher, you know, we're coming. And he got up here, and I tell you, I was biting my tongue, Brother Jim. He got up there and preached the love of God, and he made the comment, I didn't know this at the time, but he made the comment that James, my kinfolk there, had never been to church in his life. And it broke my heart there, you know. But I thought, well, go and preach the gospel. I'm, you know, just waiting to see what he was going to say. But he preached him right on into heaven. And he took one of my favorite texts, Romans chapters 8, and did it. By the way, in case y'all don't realize, Paul, when he wrote that letter to the church at Rome, he's writing to the believers.
Yeah.
Amen. He's writing to the saints that were at Rome. Amen.
Yeah.
And in Romans, in chapters 8, along verse 17, he says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, You know, not a thing can separate us from the love of God, right? You understand? And he preached James right in, that not even death, James lying here in death, will separate him from the love of God. Well, I want to tell you something. If you're not saved, folks, if you never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you die without the Lord in your heart. Brother, you will be separated from the love of God.
Amen.
Because there's no love of God in hell. I'm going to tell you something right now. We need to repent. And turn. The message needs to be repent. Old-fashioned repentance. Turn from our sin and our wickedness and turn and trust Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is no other salvation. Now, we're living in a day today when water down. So much religion. God help our country. We've embraced all the Muslims and all the different things and all the different religions of the world.
Come on.
My son joined the Air Force 8 years ago, and you know, you can't say Jesus, you know. In fact, I was looking at Fox News this morning. They were going to bury someone in a Army cemetery down in Houston, and they're banned them for using the words and the phrases God. And so they had to have it in a private little chapel before they took and buried the soldier in our military. But if it was Allah, it'd be all right.
Yeah.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. You're right.
If it was Wicca,
Come on.
My son was in the Air Force, and he wasn't there long, and there was a Wicca that approached him. That was all right. Military, you know, endorsed that as an alternate form of religion. Let me just share something with you here a little bit this morning. Look back in Isaiah 45. Look in verses 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, he created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Amen. He says, I've not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. He says, I said not to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. Look what he goes on down to say there in verses 21. Tell ye and bring them near. It says, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me? A just God and a Savior. Thank God for that. Amen. He says, there is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else.
Amen.
Amen. There is none else. Paul, when he preached at Mars Hill, Rome had given over to their idolatry and their apostasy and the many gods. They even had one to the unknown God there. Remember, they wanted to make sure they had all their bases covered in case they missed one. Well, brother, they missed one. Amen.
Yeah.
They missed the one, the only one.
Amen.
There's only one. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen.
Amen.
One Spirit. Isn't that right? There's one Lord of all. Acts chapter 4:12 says, Acts chapter 4:12. Got me. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's no middle ground. Amen. Lord help us. Amen. There needs to be repentance, genuine repentance. And by the way, the first commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt love him with all thy heart. Isn't that right?
Yep.
Needs to be repentance. Look with me also in the book of Joel. Look in chapters 2. I love the book of Joel. Joel's contemporary there in the time of Isaiah. But he speaks about the day of the Lord. John preached, repent for the kingdom of heaven's at hand. Joel preached to Israel. He says in Joel 2:1, he's talking about the day of the Lord. He says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Preacher, I tell you what, blow it. Amen.
Yeah.
Sound the alarm.
Amen.
Tell folks they need to repent and turn. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh. It's nigh at hand. I want you to look down with me. Look down in verses 10. The Bible says the earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who could abide it? Now he says in verse 12, therefore now also saith the Lord, turn ye. There's your repentance right there again. He says, turn ye, even to me, with all your heart.
Amen.
All your heart. Folks, give all your heart. I'm not talking about half-hearted now. I'm convinced we got folks playing church.
Amen.
We got folks that come to church and they can put the suit and tie on and they can sit down there and they can look and fit right there. And brother, they make sure they ain't a tare growing in the wheat. They might look good on the outside, but brother, I tell you what, their heart is far from surrender to God. I tell you, God cannot use you. God will not use you unless you surrender to Him. I tell you, you'll never be an effective witness. You'll never do anything that'll really amount for eternity, amen, unless you just fully let go and surrender. I tell you, it was the greatest experience I've ever had in my life, amen, when I found God on my knees and I found, Lord, it don't matter what. It don't matter what. Lord, I love you and I just want to serve you. And God, if you could use me in some way, Lord, I know I'm not worthy. I'm not. Amen. But God, what a blessing, isn't it?
Amen.
Isn't it a blessing?
Yes.
Turn to Him with all your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Not half-hearted. I mean, Lord, I'm going to turn to You, but Lord, I still want to hold on a little bit here.
Oh,
this. I mean,
yes.
That's where most people are today in churches. It's no matter what. It's about making a sacrifice even. You understand? We preach a little about sacrifice even.
Come on.
You understand? We still want the best of it. We're so deceived. The old devil's got so many caught up with things of this world and the lust of this world. Paul even warned Timothy. He talked about having a form of godliness, but denying the power. I tell you what, there's a form of godliness when they come in here and they can sit, but brother, their hearts are far from God and they're denying the power. Amen. There's no power in their life. There's no witness in their life. There's no effectiveness. You understand? Repent. He told Joel, says here, he says, repent. He says, if you'll turn with all your heart. Look what he says, and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Brother, have you ever fasted? Well, I'm not talking about just go without meal. I'm talking about with mourning. I'm talking about being brokenhearted. Have you ever had your heart broke, brother? You preached on it there last night about polishing them stones a little bit. Get along with God somewhere and surrender to the Lord. And boy, I tell you what, you might go through some trials.
Yeah.
You might have some adversity. God might be polishing you a little bit there. Amen. But I tell you what, have you ever been brokenhearted over the things because of your love for God and just seems like things are doing all they can to discourage you or defeat you or sometimes even your old church members, brother, friend. Sometimes,
oh,
I mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're fighting your flesh, you're fighting the devil. And Paul, what did Paul say in 2 Corinthians chapter 11? He talked about the things that he had endured, the stonings and the thing. Don't you think Brother Paul's heart was broken? But have you ever been brokenhearted so in your service to the Lord to where you couldn't even eat, didn't want to eat?
Come on.
I mean, you were just mourning, wanting things right so much in your life, wanting to give your heart
Amen.
To the Lord, everything in your life you just want. Lord, I just pray that you'll help us
Amen.
And use us, and you just want the blessings of God so
Amen.
Much
Amen.
That you couldn't eat. I tell you what, I need to get back here a little bit more too, don't
Amen.
I? Amen. But I tell you what, that's a good place to be if you'll turn your heart with fasting and with weeping. And look what he says in verse 13. And rend your heart, not your garments. That's what they used to do. It was an outward shine, a showing. You know, the king would rend his garments and put ashes and sackcloth on as a type of mourning or whatever. But he's telling us here, not just the outward.
Right.
It's got to be the inward.
Amen.
With all our heart. And I want to tell you something. You better seek the Lord with all your heart. Is that what Isaiah says? Seek you the Lord while He may be found.
Mm-hmm.
And call upon Him while He's near. Let the wicked forsake his way. And let him return unto the Lord.
Yeah.
For He'll have mercy.
Amen.
He will have mercy. God loves you.
Amen.
He does love you. And brother, our sins are separating us from God in our life and our walk. Brother, we need to turn, repent with all of our heart.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
The time's drawing near.
Yeah. Amen.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Brother, now the kingdom of heaven, you think about that. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
It's real, brother.
Yeah.
You read there at the end of Revelation where he talks about there's no more sorrow nor crying, neither any more pain. Think about the angels and the host. I think about my grandma's that have already gone on, one that's at the near door. think about folks that have gone. I think about old preachers that I've loved, and they've gone on. God's called them home. Well, there's going to be a reunion there. But think about the kingdom of heaven. But not only that, but Jesus is there in the throne. And the righteousness. I don't know about you, but I'm about up to here with this wicked world.
Yeah.
I'm about up to here with the politics and the government and the corruption and the lies and the deceit.
Yeah.
Brother, I want things right. Amen. I'm looking forward to that day when things are. And by the way, God is coming. The Lord is coming. Things are going to be right.
Amen.
And that's what I'm looking forward to, the kingdom of heaven. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven's at hand.
Amen.
How about it is with your heart here this morning? I just keep us, try to keep it short. I know we got other pastors that want to come, but where's your heart this morning?
Amen.
Are you holding on to something in this old world?
Oh.
Is there something in this world that's holding dear to you? Or are you really in love with God? Do you love the things of God? Do you love these men of God? Do you love getting around, getting into some good preaching, getting into the Word of God? I tell you something else that'll bring you to a place of repentance, something that's helped me. I'm in school of hard knocks. I've learned the hard way, a lot of different ways, okay? But let me just give you one thing that will help you. It'll help you in your walk. It'll help you in your repentance. It'll help you every day of your life, brother. You've got to stay right here.
Amen.
You got to stay in this Word every day, on your knees. It's not a day goes by that I don't get on my knees and I ask God's blessing. I said, Lord, help me here. Lord, show me thy truth. Lord, help me here, Lord. And I get this, and I get and open this Word of God out. And I get into a certain, man, I ain't got to get too far either, Brother Jim. I said, Lord, help me here. Lord, the Lord deals with us. The Word of God's quick and powerful, isn't it? It's right in our hearts. That'll help us, brother, to keep our hearts pure and our minds in the right direction.
Amen.
Help us to gird up our minds, even.
Amen.
It'll help everything about it. Brother, you're going to have to stay right here.
Amen.
Seek the Lord with all your heart.
Amen.
All of it. Amen. Go on and let go of this world. And if there's something in your life that you're holding on to, forsake it. Sacrifice it to the Lord. Amen. And I guarantee you, God will bless you for it.
Yes.
And He'll give you something else better anyhow.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I ain't never been happier in all my life. And I could tell it even louder, amen. But God bless y'all. Appreciate you having me, Brother Frank. I love you, brother, and I appreciate you. Looking forward to next month, too, amen.
Amen.
God bless you if you'll come, amen.